This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia has unleashed the biggest wave of strikes in weeks on areas throughout Ukraine. Kyiv residents woke up to the thunderous sound of heavy Russian shelling. Ukraine's military said scores of Russian missiles were fired at Ukrainian energy facilities, but that Ukrainian forces managed to shoot down a large number of them. Russia dispatched explosive drones to selected regions overnight before broadening the barrage with cruise missiles in the morning. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is advocating a 10-point peace plan that calls for Russia to recognize Ukraine's territory and withdraw its troops. The Kremlin reiterated its dismissal of the proposal Wednesday, doubling down on its stance that Ukraine must accept the annexation Russia claimed in September, after referendums rejected by Ukraine and most other nations as shams. As many as 11 people have died and another 30 injured in a fire at a Cambodian hotel casino on the border of Thailand, according to police. The blaze at the Grand Diamond City Casino Hotel in Poipet broke out late Wednesday. Local media reported that foreign nationals were inside the casino at the time of the fire. Former Pope Benedict's condition remains grave but stable, the Vatican said on Thursday, adding in a statement that he had rested well during the night and was lucid and aware. They add that Pope Francis renews his request to pray for the 95-year-old former pontiff. For more on these and all of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use mobile app. Search VOA News. This is VOA News. Benjamin Netanyahu was set to return to office at the helm of the most religious and ultra-nationalist government that Israel has ever seen. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Protesters blew horns and waved pride flags outside the Knesset, denouncing what they said was an anti-LGBTQ and racist government. Inside, Netanyahu walked up to the podium to an eruption of applause. He taunted the opposition. I hear the constant cries of the opposition about the end of the country and democracy. Opposition members, to lose in elections is not the end of democracy. This is the essence of democracy. The opposition heckled him with chants of weak. Netanyahu's allies are pushing for dramatic changes that could alienate large swaths of the Israeli public. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turkey on Thursday denounced French politicians for attending a Paris protest over the killing of three Kurds. Some protesters waved flags of the PKK, labeled a terrorist organization by Turkey, the European Union, and the United States, and posters of its jailed leader. Clashes broke out last week between police and Kurdish protesters angry at the killing of three members of their community by a gunman on Friday. A travel ban has been lifted in the U.S. city of Buffalo, New York, days after a massive blizzard hit. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says the driving ban was lifted at 12:01 this morning, and he says City Hall will be open.
Significant progress has been made on main streets, secondaries, and residentials. I've toured many areas across the city over the last few days, and I'm pleased with the progress that has been made.
But the mayor says there's still a travel advisory in place.
I'm asking people to still be cautious, and if you don't need to drive, please don't.
More than three dozen deaths have been reported in all of Western New York. I'm Donna Warder.
Ethiopian Airlines resumed commercial flights to the Tigray region Wednesday following an 18-month shutdown. The restart of flights come more than a month after the government and Tigrayan rebels signed an agreement to end the war that has ravaged northern Ethiopia for 2 years. 11 people have been sentenced to life in prison after being convicted of an Islamic extremist attack that left 19 people dead and dozens more injured on an Ivory Coast tourist beach nearly 7 years ago. The killings in a resort area by an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group were the nation's first extremist attack of its kind and one of the bloodiest in the region. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.